Hey, Alex.
What's up, Tad?
Let me tell you about old internet usernames. So, this is an idea I've had for a while for an episode. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. I wasn't really sure if there is enough material out there. But I did a little bit of digging, looked at some old profiles. And, like, I looked at some goddamn Cloud, or what is it? Is it Cloudflare? Is that the one that's like the old MediaFlare? One of those. It was like an old website builder from the 90s. There's a lot of bullshit websites. I had to look at a lot of 2D fire emojis. But I went around and I asked people on the Patreon and then the Discord and shit. I asked them for their internet usernames and their histories, and I've noticed like there's basically three trends to an internet username. There's reference names, which are like, hey, you know, my name's going to be some funny meme.
Error underscore in the knee or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like, these ones are the rarest, just because I've never seen them. But it's like, your grandma's name, like, and then like a period and like the number 8 at AOL.com. And it's okay. It's like exclusively people who are just on the internet to look at their kids on Facebook. And it's only used by old people. No one uses their, or stupid people, or normal people. And then there's like, this one's kind of like, there's like usernames that have like a story behind them. Sometimes that story is as short as like, man, I really like ninjas, so I'm going to call myself Naruto. Oh no, shit, that's a reference name. It would be like, man, I sure do love basketball. Basketball Kid 69 at AOL.com. It's not that funny, Alex.
I'm sorry, keep going.
Anyway, I went and I went and got a few stories from some people. But first I wanted to go over my own username.
I'll tell you, we're going to go for mine first, because I want to tell you why that name's so funny to me.
Alright, go ahead.
Okay. So the reason Basketball Kid 69 is so funny to me, because it reminds me of my first username ever, when I was 11 years old, when I got on the computer, and I went to Nintendo.com and make an account, because I'm like, man, I love Nintendo games, this is awesome, because you're innocent, you're just like, cool, let's just go to the internet. So I go to Nintendo.com, I make my username, which was GameKid16.
Alright.
Alright. See, it's not that bad, but it's pretty fucking stupid. And I know exactly why a name like BasketballKid69 happens. It's literally me. just the number 16 worked, so I went with it. There you go. I mean, I was a kid who liked games, and I needed a number for the official Nintendo website, like, parameters. So, bam, there we go.
Game Kid. I mean, I shouldn't judge. My first email was link_dude31@yahoo.com. And there's a funny story, because I remember this happening when I was at your house. I went to check the email. it was for some game. Yes, yeah, so you just remembered it. Continue. What happened is, like, I lost the account. Like, someone got the... It was probably... I had it associated with my RuneScape account. Someone probably gave me the old, hey, guys, Jagex stops your password. And then I enter in, like, Roxy Lalonda, please step on my face, 420. Which has always been my password. It's the password to my Discord account, if you want to take the administration. But, like, I got my account back, and then when I checked it, it was full of, like, 6,000... No. It was, like, 2,600 spam emails, and every single one of them...
I remember.
They had brackets in front of them that said, Cream the Rabbit, or, like, Crystal the Fox. And I have no idea... Why all of it? Because it was like, it was complete spam email. It was like, check out this penis enhancer and like shit like that, where it's like, get some Canadian drugs, you know, sign up to win a free cruise. You know, congratulations, you've won. Shit like that. But it was...
or the one where it's like, it's the blowhorn, just, this is your captain speaking.
I got a phone call like that today. I was driving.
They still do that? I had that fucking years ago.
Yeah, they still do it. I was driving on the highway listening to a podcast about serial killers as I was going 90 because I had to go to the gym and lift for Swole Quest, the bi-weekly anime and lifting podcast that hasn't had an episode since about 2 months ago.
So and I'm like, Team Fortress 2 bi-monthly comic.
Exactly. Pretty much the same. But like I heard like a beep on the phone, like, what the hell is this? And the answer is just... I thought like my phone vibrated when I answered. It's like, congratulations, you've won a free trip from Marriott Hotels. And I just said to the phone, oh, fuck off. It just hung up. But yeah, that's still a thing. And they almost got me, Alex. If I wasn't driving, I could have won that free boat trip.
Fucking, whenever I get a call from a robot, I just say, fuck off, robot. You ain't Skynetting me, and hang up. Because no one's going to hear it. I can just say what I want. Like, just the other day, I got a call. Oh, I didn't get a call. I was at home, being a useless sack of shit like usual. My aunt was out doing stuff. She left her phone behind, because my aunt's just a person who likes to leave her home keys and phone, you know, the things you need when you leave the house, at home all the time while she leaves.
I mean, when I'm upstairs, I leave my clothes everywhere. And, like, I'm relegated to the basement of my friend's mom's house. I'm not allowed to go upstairs, or they'll beat me and throw stuff at me.
Story of my life. So I get a phone call on her phone, pick it up, and he's asking for my aunt. I'm like, yeah, she's not here right now. He's like, okay, would you like to call another date? I'm like, yeah, you can just not call at all, that works too. And he's going on about this thing, and I didn't actually know at the time it was a robot, because he was actually answering my questions completely perfectly fine. I was interacting with some machine, didn't even realize it.
They're learning,
they are. He's going to Skynet me. So I just tell him, like, dude, did you hear her first time? She's just not here. It doesn't matter. And he repeated the same sentence. I'm like, hold up a minute. You know, smack lips. Hold up. Are you telling me that you're a robot? And then it paused for a second. And then he went back into the sentence again. I'm like, oh, suck my dick, you fucking robot. And hung up.
Suck my dick, robot.
They fooled me.
Anyway, Cream the Rabbit.
I'm sorry. It's not that funny, but I remember.
Because like I was on your computer. I'm like, hey, let me check my email. And it's like, what the fuck is this? Why are there like why are there over 2,000? I lost the account and I can't log into it, or I would check, because I would periodically check the account.
For because giggles I wanted, and shit.
I wanted to know how many spam emails it had. But yeah, whoever hacked my account and I guess just signed me up for some very oddly labeled spyware. I mean, anyway, I used that. That was my first internet name. And I used it for my RuneScape account. I think my new RuneScape accounts, I named it ILC Rocks, which was before our webcomic that you deleted without my permission. It was called Insane Llama Comics. And we just drew, like, dumb bullshit comics. It was me and my friends Miles and Casey. And they, I think they're in jail now.
Sounds about right.
They had a rough time of it.
I mean, I still don't know where the hell my stepbrother disappeared to.
There's a lot of people that we just don't know where they went.
Though, trust me, you're better off not knowing where they are. You can use your imagination, you know? It's better than knowing that they're just, like dead or something.
But, so that was my first internet name. And then the first forum I ever used was probably, like, the Nickelodeon one. I just used, like, LinkDude31. I signed up for Gaia Online.
I never did that. I never, in all of my years of living, signed up for Gaia Online. I guess I was just the video games guy.
See, here's the thing. The worst part about Gaia Online was apparently, like, people would use the forums and be really stupid 12-year-olds in them.
It's a game, right?
Yeah, like, I never touched the forums. I never touched them once. All I did was I went and I played the minigames to afford items to dress my character up like Dr. Mario, because he was my favorite character in Smash Brothers Melee. And my homepage was covered. I remember this very clearly. I might have talked about it earlier because it's so goddamn funny. It was probably in a Noise Boys. But The background was a picture of the Hyrule Castle from Wind Waker with about 400 like animated GIFs of like the Triforce and like rupees and like Zelda enemies. And I was sitting there, I was getting really frustrated. I'm like, why is this page loading so slow? I don't get it.
See, but, I didn't do anything like that. But my like introduction to the internet outside of Nintendo was, people might already figure this one out from the TNA podcast we did for April Fools, but I was a kid, I was 12 at this point, and I'm like, man, Star Fox is the shit, it's like my favorite game ever. I better see if anyone else likes it on the internet. And that's the story
of... A grave mistake.
That's the story of how I am the person I am today. So I went to Star Fox Online, which was like the biggest forum for just Star Fox fans and furries ever. It's where I met a lot of my old internet friends there. I haven't talked to in fucking over a decade. It's been so long.
You should, what was that one guy's name who made the Fox in Space?
Oh, Frederick Fox? Yeah, fun fact, I actually know that guy. I talked to him briefly. Like, I'm not like his friend or anything. I just like, I know him and I talked to him like once or twice. You know what I mean? Like, I used to have him on Skype back when people still use Skype over Discord. He's the guy that everyone knows that when Star Fox Zero came out, he finally released his fucking animation, A Fox in Space. Fun fact, he took 9 years to make that shit.
When I was about as long as Team Fortress 2.
He, pretty much. I was a kid on the forums still when he was talking about making that shit. He wanted to make like Star Fox the Musical and shit at one point. Like, he was just going through all of this shit and always talking about it. I remember he actually got and talked to Mike West, the voice actor for Fox in Star Fox 64, who they got for the remake and then the new Smash Brothers. On the forums, we were talking to him and everything. Like, it was awesome. Like, he was an awesome dude. And I was so proud of him. Like a parent that, oh, wow, he finally did it. I even talked to him on Skype, and he was like, oh, cool, thanks, man. It was awesome, dude. The guy's fucking sick. Everyone should watch A Fox in Space, by the way. It's way better than Star Fox Zero.
We actually did an episode about Star Fox, and it was, like, 2.5 hours long of you just...
rambling on. Because it's an episode that I really want to do, because, like I said, I fucking love Star Fox. It's, like, my shit. But...
We all have our crosses to bear. Yours is Star Fox, mine is Homestuck.
Pretty much.
We're not too different, you and I.
Yeah, but the thing is that we were still new at the time. So we didn't really know what we were doing at the time. So we were just kind of rambling on for like 2 hours. We will do it eventually. Much like how Ted will eventually do his Homestuck episode he's been hyping up for an entire year now.
Oh, but believe anyway, me, that episode is going to be a fucking thing.
Back to the original point I was trying to make. The only thing I did, like what you did with all your fucking GIFs, is that my signature on the forum had all the little animated GIFs of the Star Wolf team, but from Star Fox 2, the unreleased one on Super Nintendo, because the sprites, you know, are done. The game was, like, almost finished. Shit like that exists on the internet. It was fucking sick. I remember one of the interactions I had in that forum was, Hey, well, let's segue into weird internet bullshit now at this point. One of the fucking things was someone private messaged me, just, hey, I really like your signature. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I didn't respond back. I didn't care. It's like, okay, thanks. And then my buddy, Falkyrie, you know, where did he get that name from? You know, he's just like, Falco, messaged me like, hey, you should talk to this guy. He thinks you hate him. I'm like, why? He's like, he didn't answer him back. I'm like, bitch, who cares? It's like, I don't know who you are. Like how I said in the high school story about me being the mediator. Losers just come to me all the time. It's like, be my friend. Eh, I don't really feel like it. And they go up and fucking slit. It's like, okay, whatever. Story of my life.
I went by the name LinkDude31. I'm pretty sure my Gaia account is gone now. But, there was that. And then I signed up for, like, VGLAN, which was a fan forum for the Super Mario Brothers Z Flash animation, which apparently that dude is trying to reboot, and I guess it's still shit. I don't really know.
Is there anything, like, honestly, Ted, unironically, just look at it for a second, anything more autistic than Super Mario Bros. Z?
I don't know what you're talking about, Alex. It had Super Mario Bros., it had Dragon Ball Z, it had...
Sonic the Hedgehog characters too, don't forget. Dad, it was. No, let's be honest. Everyone watched it.
Alex, hold on. I can think of something more. I can think of something worse. There is on YouTube, Ed, Edd n Eddy Z, The Legend of Broly. It is a 14-minute long Flash movie, unironic, not joking, about Ed, Edd n Eddy going Super Saiyan to fight Broly, and I watched it. I watched the entire goddamn thing.
Was it any good?
No.
Well, hey, it might have been good. Like, Super Mario Bros. Z was pretty entertaining, I'm just saying.
I remember staying up all night when he said, hey, the episode's going to come out tonight. And, like, it came out at 4 a.m. And I was outside running in the dude grass, prancing around. And then it hops on. We're like, oh, shit. We all crowded around the computer to watch Yoshi's fight a bunch of XM Rangers. You know what, Alex? Maybe it was pretty stupid.
Yeah, you think, jackass? Ted, look, I enjoyed it. Everyone did, like I just mentioned. But it is probably one of the most autistic things ever. I mean, come on. It's really dumb. You can like it. It's fine. It's just you gotta know it's stupid. Like, I watch Kamen Rider. It's pretty dumb, but I fucking love it.
It's like that one project that got immediately axed by Kickstarter. Or Kickstarter, you know, SpongeKou Kakarot Pants. It was SpongeBall Z. And I only remember it because I had, like, it was Squidits, SpongeKou Kakarot Pants. And Patrick Star was Piccolo, and it was Piccolo Star. And it got axed by Kickstarter after it reached its funding of $15.
Well, that was just a shit post. No one took that one seriously.
But anyway, so the first name... So I signed up for the Super Mario Bros. Z fan forum, the coolest place on the internet. Under the name, I'm like, I gotta think of a good name, because I don't want to use LinkDude31. Okay, I'm going to name it after my superhero I created, Potato Man. And I'm like, oh,
Potato
cool.
Potato,
you know.
Head.
Yeah, he was a normal superhero, but he just had like a potato head. And I think he could shoot potatoes out of his armpits. It was like the worst part of like LOL so random humor. I was still refining it as I slapped my pop filter again. Thank you, Patreon, by the way, for this fancy schmancy mic. I'm still learning how to use it, but man, can it be fuck? I have to like sit in this weird like meditation pose so that my mouth is close enough while not smacking everything nearby, because I just have this natural need to like smack at things angrily. Like whenever the cat gets near me, I karate chop it. But yeah, I signed up under the name Potato Man. Let's continue where we were 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, okay, well, hold on. This one's kind of lame. What's a good name I can go with? And so I looked around and I was like, oh, some of these people have names after characters. I should try that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, who's a character? I was like, oh, yeah, Rock Hawk. He's a fun character. I sure liked him. After like maybe 15 minutes, I changed my name to that. And so from that point on, like, I made a bunch of friends there. It was a forum full of like, I think the oldest person there was the 14-year-old owner of the server. It was just a bunch of children, like, screaming and having arguments, and it was so bad.
I had told you, Ted, Super Mario Bros. Z was the most autistic thing ever of its generation. I'm telling you, man. How is that not proof of enough for you? Oh, fuck. Dude, okay, first off, I need to tell my username that I've stuck with ever since Star Fox Online, by the way, was Alex55. I was that guy who just took his name and put a number on it. Again,
yeah, I know.
I was
just
12.
From Game Kid forward. You were Game Kid 16.
I did the evolution of like a childhood name where I went one step up and just I kept it since I was 12. That's why I won't change it. It's what everyone knows me as. It's actually
exactly.
Convenient too, because throughout all of like say like my internet online friend groups, people just call me Alex. It's just my name.
Like for me,
it's fun.
People always just called me, like, I could try and change my name because I'm like, oh, you know, I don't want to have my name just be a video game character. But every single person just called me Rock. Like, everyone's just
already too late. It's part of you.
I'm in too deep. I tried changing my name a few times. I tried, like, I did a stream and I tried out the name. I put it out on a test run, Rambunctious Hooligan, like, styled after the Homestuck naming system.
Yeah, I don't think you wanted to keep that one.
But even that one, I still had RH as the initials.
That's actually smart. I don't think you're that clever.
Well, fuck off.
I remember, though, on the VGA forums, we were like 13.
The VGA?
What was it called again?
It was VGLAN.
Sorry, VGLAN portal, planet, I don't care. VGLAN, when you were a kid, and you still like you were just getting to know me, I was doing something. It wasn't Lee, because Lee didn't come out yet. Lee didn't exist yet. I was just playing a game or minding my own business. You come up and start yelling at me, like, on Steam or something. And you're like, holy shit, I'm having an argument with this fucking 14-year-old moderator on this goddamn forum. I need your help. I'm like, Tad, there are a lot of things in this planet I don't care about. This is one of them. And you say, no, dude, come on, just be my friend and help me out. Which is a conversation you notice we have a lot, by the way, where I think whatever my friend is arguing to me about is retarded, and they think it's, like, the most important thing in their whole life. And you know you were in the wrong, Tad. So you bring me into a live message chat room with this kid, and he didn't believe that you had friends. And honestly, I couldn't either. And he demanded that you and me type at the same time to prove that I existed. But Tad, I was tabbed out because I didn't care. So I tab out for like 10 minutes of this conversation. You have to understand this from my point of view because it's way funnier. I'm not listening to anything these two idiots are talking about. And I tap back in, and I'm at the end of the conversation where the kid's like, ha, I knew it. Your friend didn't exist. And you're like, Alex, what the fuck? Where did you go? Why didn't you back me up? I'm like, bitch, I was doing stuff. And like, I think... I don't remember what punishment you got. Like, I think you got banned or something. But the kid like just like just left laughing that he won this great argument against you on the internet. And you were like really pissed at me for a day.
See, I don't remember this at all.
Oh, I do, because it pissed me off. Because I think I was just playing WoW. I think that's what I was doing. I was playing World of Warcraft, like just doing like I was just grinding something for like a mount. And you were just bothering the shit out of me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was interrupting your fucking grinding.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tad. You were arguing with some 14-year-old on a fucking Super Mario Bros. Z fan site. Tad, that's the least important thing I think I've ever heard.
Anyway, Alex, so I collected a bunch of stories from people both I and you knew. I'm going to click with my mouse, and this microphone is definitely going to pick it up.
It's fine.
Oh, I clicked really hard. You know, I got a few names. There's some people I know with reference names. Like, one of my friends is telling me that he, that website, YTMND, You're the Man Now Dog,
where it was like, shit.
You would make a website and it would just be like an audio file and then like an animated picture. And then that would be the entire website. And people would just do dumb. It's kind of like Silva Gunner now that I think about it. It's a lot like that. Anyway, one of them, there was, like, this group of foreign singers, and one of the guys' name was, like, Dshingis Khan. And he's like, oh, that's a cool name. So we took that, and then, like, later on, there was that Half-Life, Full-Life Consequences video. And he's like, and it was, like, John Freeman, Gordon Freeman's brother.
Oh, that old thing. Yeah, everyone loved that stuff back in the day, which was, like, the beginning of, like, in-character roleplay Let's Plays. Because what it was.
Kind of. I mean, it was more like a shitpost long form, but he took that name and, like, added Freeman onto his own. There's some others. Let me look around here. There was a few I got that were just stories, like, just reference names that weren't that funny. Like, there's some nerd named Alba, and his name was, like, taken from a character from a Phoenix Wright game. I don't really know. That guy sounded like a fucking dork.
He actually has a story. I might as well tell it to pad this shit out for that YouTube money that we don't get. He, much like me, went into a video game forum for a video game he really liked. Like, where I went in the Star Fox forum, he was slightly older, but he went on a Phoenix Wright forum, and he took the name Alba based off of one of the characters, which is from, like, Investigations or some shit.
Yeah, the one I did not like because the assistant was so annoying I couldn't continue the game. She was really, really annoying, Alex. Fuck Genkis. Fuck Genkis. Fuck that whole thing.
What, super happy, like, anime girls?
Yeah, fuck that shit. That is so annoying. Anyway, I just had to say that.
Fuck anime.
But, like, yeah, there's just a few different, like, categories of internet usernames. There's dumb meme usernames, like, you know, Falcon Punch, but spelled like PWN. Or, this is my favorite instance of this name, and Alex is the one who showed me it. There was this old free-to-play third-person shooter called Battlefield Heroes. Ah. Battlefield Heroes! Heroes!
The worst game ever, but the best trailer ever.
It's really good. Look it up on YouTube. And they had, like, a developer interview for some update, and they're like, check out our art director, also known as capital X, lowercase x, x, capital X, underscore, 1337, SN, 1, PER, X, capital X, X.
Backslash X.
That's the name you know him in-game if you encountered him. And they just went on, like, with the video, like, normal.
Yeah, it was just a little one-off joke they did for fun.
Yeah, and then I think those dumb meme usernames took off after, like, all those Quickscope parody videos came out with, like, Minecraft Quickscope and shit like that.
You could never tell which one's real, which one's ironic at this point.
Yeah, there's no way you could tell. I got a few short stories some people sent me. A friend of mine, Imperious Marxist, was like, his fan troll, his Homestuck fan character, was a Marxist, and he was just like, it's 3 a.m, and he's, like, trying to think of a name. He just opens a dictionary, goes to a random page, is like, Imperious. Done. He's like, all right, there we go. I mean, it's efficient. Another person in the Discord, his name's No Two Hands, and he came up with that name because he thought you couldn't play video games without two hands.
All right.
A username could be that simple. Or, like, Ninjevelin. He likes ninjas, and he heard about that one anime but couldn't pronounce the name of it. You know, Neon Genesis Evangelion, so he just called himself Ninja... Oh, God, that's... I can't even say it. Ninjevelin. Like, I have to look at it. I wrote it out phonetically. I have Ninjevel, and then I have, like, in parentheses, what the fuck? Elevin.
See?
Another person, Safety Mothman. Apparently it was his login for his that, like, Spore had, like, an online thing as well. Like, you could do, like, an online Flash game version. And there was some extension that EA had for it. You know, like, a lot of games will have that. Like, big games will have, like, websites. I don't know if they do that really anymore, really. But, you know, he was just like, oh, you know, Safety Mothman. You know, Mothman appears before disaster. I really like cryptids. There we go. PVC Nick, just a dude's, he had to think of a name for a Twitter account for a Nendroid contest, and he was like, what's something related to those?
A they're made out of plastic. Contest.
Or Nendoroid, those little tiny anime figures that were like $20.
I'm just thinking about, like, wow, okay, what a fucking loser. you know, I say as I own, like, two of them.
Yeah. He was like, I need to think of a name, PVC, and then that's my nickname, so PVC Nick, there we go. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Another one. I like this story. His name now is Applepeen. His original name was Applejack Sparrow. That is dangerously. He changed it because it is dangerously close to a My Little Pony name. He's like, this is anyone who sees this is going to think I'm a brony. And then, as he put it, let me adjust my glasses here. His gay space dad from Eve would call me Applepeen when he was drunk, so I changed it to that.
See, Applejack Sparrow would be a great name if MLP didn't exist. Because you have you have Applejacks, and you have Jack Sparrow. Applejack Sparrow.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that.
You didn't get that?
No, I didn't.
I got it immediately. It's the fucking joke name, Dad.
You know, I guess I really didn't want to delve too deep into it and have another suspending BJ situation. Like that guy I met in TF2, suspending blowjob. Another guy, Magic Man, he used to go by the name Moe Kaze, or Mo Kaze, based off a rant, Zun. Zun was the dude that made Tohu, right? Or Tuhu?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Tohu outside of like two characters.
But he did like a rant about some character. And then there was some anime reference. So he just went off like a bunch of references until, and this is like a trend I've noticed, like there will be some kind of gimmick or like story or experience that someone's like, okay, that's my name now. And his was like he would play Dota in houses. And there's a dude that whenever he saved him, is like, Witch Doctor would go, thank you, Magic Man. And then he's like, there we go. Or J-Snick, who's one of the mods on the Discord. He, his dad would, like, purposefully butcher names. And, he had the nickname Jake the Snake. And his dad's like, Snick the Snack. And he's like, hey, I got an idea. And just took it from that. Shit, like, there's... In older forums, you'll notice a lot of people have, like... They'll have more, like, the basic username. They'll have, like, the, they'll have Applejack Sparrow, 1994. Stuff like that, where it's just, you know, name. I know a lot of fighting game people will have their area code in front of their name. They'll be like 815 the Golem or something. You know, to signify like, hey, I'm in this area. Come here if you want an ass whooping. Yeah, come over here if you want an ass whooping.
But, see, my favorite types of usernames are the ones that are really, really simple. Like, just putting two objects together. Like, spicy pickle or something. like you look to your left, plastic bottle, mustard, plastic mustard, got it.
And you make a mustard's YouTube channel. A pretty good one. Hey guys, this is Plastic Mustard 52. Welcome to the part 78 of my Minecraft Let's Play series.
See, it works. You just put take two random objects in your house together and mash them together. Like, when I got killed in League of Legends the other day by a guy just named, like, Krusty Mayonnaise, I'm like, you know what? That's a pretty good name. Like, there's Krusty Mayonnaise. That's a great name. It's so simple, but it's kind of unique in a way.
What were some of the... Because I remember at your house, you had a list. You had a list of names that you would play League of Legends and you would write them down. And I remember going through them and laughing my ass off.
If I ever saw a really great name in League of Legends, I would write it down. I unfortunately do not have that list anymore. At least I don't think so.
So what's the point, Alex? Do you even remember any?
There's one. One name that I think is one of my favorite names ever. Scorpion Iron Tits.
I've heard the name. I remember on the piece of paper that was written much bolder than all of the other names.
It was my favorite
because it's so good. All you can think of, I can think of Scorpix. That's all I can think of. Must be cautious.
Fucking MOBA. Must be death is coming. Must be cautious. Fuck, that game sucked. Okay, so another thing that I want to point out, and I think you were going to say it, but I'm going to steal it from you. Is a username can say a lot about a person. A simple username like Krusty Mustard or Krusty Mayonnaise or Plastic Mustard, you know, it's simple, unique.
I like Plastic Mustard.
you better go steal it before someone else does. It's a really simple name and unique, but it says that you're kind of a lazy motherfucker. As a guy who went on the Star Fox forums, there were two types of people who went to the Star Fox forums. People who liked playing video games, and people who just wanted to fap to some furry porn. So, you can tell by their name. I'm gonna make up some names, not put anyone on blast, but like, there's a name, something like N_GameMaster_64, and their icon will be like a rotating, like, gif of the fucking N64 logo. You know that motherfucking kid right there. He's fucking 50. He either made that when he was 10, or he's still 10, and he just wants to talk about Star Fox 64, because that game's the shit. And then you'll see, like... You'll see, like, Jonathan Darkfur or something, and his icon...
It's always Jonathan.
I had to think of a name that couldn't possibly exist, and I think that name might exist. Jonathan Darkfur, if you're a real person, I did not mean to make fun of you, I'm just made some random shit up. But you'll have, like, Darkfur or something.
Because you had to take a moment, because you told me some of the names of people on that forum, and I laughed really hard, but we decided to leave them off of it because you didn't want to put them on blast. And it took you a while to come up with a name that wasn't already on there to make fun of.
Yeah, I had to think. Like I just said, I'm worried Jonathan Darkfur might exist. But anyway, so you'll have a motherfucking loser like that whose icon will just be, like, his fursona. And his signature will link to his DeviantArt, or now it would be his Tumblr. And they would have fucking misspelled SIGs. Like, there's one guy, I don't remember his name. But he went to, like, Arwing Landing, like, another fucking big Star Fox forum. Because, you know, there was just multiple that I just had to be a part of. I love Star Fox, dude. And he had this SIG. Which, by the way, a SIG also says a lot about a person. SIG that had, like, a sniper rifle, like a guy, like, looking at a sniper rifle, he had, like, camo on. It said, if you run, you'll only die tried, because he spelled tired wrong.
You'll die tried.
Yes.
Maybe he was operating on a different level than us.
Yeah, he was one of those brain pictures that's just like the entire universe. He was just way too intelligent for me. But
he's one of those Opa SpongeBob style geniuses, those indigo children.
I never pointed it out. I don't remember what his name is anymore. But he knows who he is.
Opa SpongeBob style. And the kid sounds like he's about to cry. And he knows. He's like Joe. He's like my cousin Joe. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's dastardly. Do not trust fat white kids.
Okay. I'm going to put one person on blast. I'm sorry, Dad. I know you want it just to be about names, but this is about names and something much bigger. This is about the biggest loser. The biggest hard F I've ever known in my life. It was this motherfucker on Star Fox Online named Cursed.
How is Cursed spelled?
No. It's not cursed like the word. It's cursed with a K based off Crystal's ending in Star Fox Command, where she becomes a bounty hunter and names herself Cursed. It's like the objective worst ending in the game, and everyone hates it. But much like that one picture of the Marie Defense Force, there'll be one person who likes it despite how shitty it is. There's still at least one person, that guy, who liked it. He liked Cursed. And, I mean, the ending Cursed is like, she joins up with Star Wolf, they save the galaxy, but everyone calls her a stupid slutty bitch because she betrayed the Star Fox team. So she abandons Star Fox, Star Wolf, and the entire Lilac system, goes to another neighboring system of planets, and becomes a bounty hunter named Cursed. And it's as bad as you think it is. Everyone hates it. He loved it, and he would always message me all the time about the stupidest bullshit. Example. Guy was making a fan game, fucking, that he just up and disappeared like they always do. But I specifically remember Cursed went to me, not to, his name was, not to the guy, went to me and told me to tell the guy to do two things. One was to make the graphics shittier so that he specifically could run it, to which I responded with, fuck off. Two, went to me to ask the dude to put Crystal in a businesswoman outfit because he found them very attractive, to which again I just said, well, first I said, what the fuck? And then I said, fuck off.
So this dude messaged you to message the guy who was making a fan game. So he wanted to, was it because he was embarrassed because his requests were so fucking stupid?
Well, they were fucking stupid. I don't know. I thought they were stupid.
Yeah, make your game run. Make your game run like.
I never went to the guy because these were stupid. But I understand completely how every single video game PR company guy feels based on these two things. Oh wait, there's a third one. Sorry. Oh boy. Okay. So
quick aside. You said the like PR companies. Didn't you once send a letter to Nintendo?
I was six. Yes, I did.
I know.
I will
but...
get to it because I will get to that because you reminded me. This is basically Noise Boys 5 or 6, whatever. Hello. Okay. So he messaged me one day. I was at school, so I didn't even know. Because remember, I was young in Star Fox Online. I was at school. I come home just to get on the forum because I guess I had just nothing else to do with my life. I get on and see all these messages from him, and he had this entire one-sided argument with himself, just blowing up. I don't remember about what. It was so long ago, but he was just going off about how upset he was about something, and like demanded my attention. But then, but he sent me a bunch of messages. So I'm scrolling down, and the messages got nicer and nicer. And then eventually, the last one was just, "I'm sorry for bothering you. Please forgive me. I was just upset." And I'm just like, "The fuck just happened when I was gone?"
See, that's what I think. When I wake up and I turn on my phone, like, "Ah, all right, let's check Discord." 48 messages. 27 of them are from you talking about some stupid bullshit. Or I wake up and there's like 100 and I've woken up to 106 messages from you because you had like two really cool dreams in a row.
Damn right, you better read that shit.
Because the way you phrase your goddamn sentences is that you will type them 6 words at a time and then hit enter. Like, yes, okay, that's good. 6 words, good enough. 108 messages.
I just type fast because I usually have a lot of fast-paced conversations that if I spend too long typing out like three sentences like a mini paragraph of someone's response, they'll think they won the argument. You gotta be quick, Tad. That's the point. Like when they say I think Marie's a well-written character in Persona 4 Golden, and you're just angry and stupid. I can't say shut your mouth and then write this whole fucking thing. I have to say no, separate no's, each hit enter every time and say fuck you, fuck off, KYS yourself, and then type my sentences about why he's wrong.
You know what would actually be a really fun game? Like a mini game and something? Like, say you're using the internet in there and someone messaged you in a private message channel. And there it's like a one-sided ring where they're like, "Hey, fuck you, pal," and here's like they start arguing with you, and you have to like choose the correct answer before they finish typing, or they'll go, "Ha, guess you're speechless, huh? Looks like I won," and then they disconnect. You just have to shitpost faster than they do.
You gotta be quick. It strikes noon on the clock. You gotta pull out your gun and shoot them real quick. You don't have time to like smoke a cigarette, spin the gun around, and then point it. No, Ted, you gotta be quick, man. Yeah, flip it
1-2
right
switch. That's what that game's about, I'm pretty sure. It's about shit posting on the internet.
Like Han Solo didn't have some kind of long-ass story of his fucking life to Greedo. He just shot Greedo in the fucking face.
He shot him first, too. He cold-blooded. Just killed that man.
Fuck. But yeah, fuck you, dude. Cursed. I know you were probably 12 at the time, but you're old as fuck now. Kill yourself.
Wasn't there a dude who would message you all the time, and he like became homeless and was still messaging you on Skype or something?
What? No. You're thinking of my old best friend before I found you. My previous best friend. Apparently, okay, so I don't know what happened to him for the longest time, because, like, the last time I messaged him was, like, years ago on Steam, you know, it's one of those, like, oh yeah, see you tomorrow, last online 305 days ago stories.
It's like, hold on, there's someone at my door, BRB, last online 6 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. So it turns out, my sister went back to Illinois and heard the story from one of her friends who lived in the neighborhood, I guess still. Apparently he came out as a homosexual to his mother, and his mother kicked him out of the house, and then he became homeless.
Well, that was a fun story.
Yeah, so remember what I said earlier? You're better off not knowing what happened to a lot of your old friends growing up? Just let your imagination soften everything.
Let your imagination soften everything. That's a good philosophy.
It's better to live in a dreamlike state where you can be happy than face the harshness of reality sometimes.
Exactly. There's like the best type, I think, my personal opinion, the best type of usernames are usernames that crop up from something just pieces falling into place. So
like plastic mustard.
I'll kill you, Alex. My old PlayStation account, it was like a variation on Rock Hawk. And my brother accidentally took $100 of my older brother's money and put it on there, so it basically became a shared account. And that's a whole other story. But I had to make a new PlayStation account for my PlayStation 4. And I'm like, okay, I got the perfect name here. Ping Pong Papa. And the reason I came up with Ping Pong Papa was I was, at the time, I was playing through the Shadowrun games. And in the second one, Dragonfall, I was horribly sick because I ate bad Chinese food. I ate lukewarm. I should have seen it coming, honestly. I think at the moment I just didn't care. I went to the Chinese buffet and ate some lukewarm tapioca. Went back for seconds on the tapioca, and then was horribly ill for about 2 weeks. And so that entire time I'm like, I have to be close to the bathroom, so I'm just going to move my computer into the living room and just sit here, so that if I need to shit, I got a bucket nearby that I can dump in the bathroom.
What?
Because I ain't going to make it to the bathroom. Let's not be crazy here. I didn't have a Wii U. I couldn't play Smash Bros. On the shitter yet.
What?
So I'm like, I just
you
hooked my thing up.
Shit in a bucket?
No, but okay, just in case. Oh, I did,
okay,
the first time I ever drank a lot, I did go to sleep hugging my popcorn bucket from the movie theater because I felt like I was going to puke. And I went to sleep hugging it because I'm like, I'm going to need you. So I had a wireless keyboard and mouse, and I was sitting there on the couch, and I was playing Shadowrun, and it's like, okay, come up with a name. I'm like, I'm just looking around at things. You know, I'm looking at it, you know, I'm looking around the room. I see big, Dr. Pepper. No, that won't fit. So I was like, all right, Big Papa. And I thought that was just going to be my character's code name. No, that was his name. His first name was Big, and his second name was Papa. And so in the game, just like went through the game, people would call me Mr. Papa or Big Papa. And it was awesome because I was playing a charisma character. And then I played Hong Kong, which is the third game, I think, that came out. And it's like, okay, what's your name? I'm like, okay, I'll be vaguely racist. Ping Pong. Okay, what's your code name? I'm like, Ping Pong, Ping Pong. And it's like, okay, so the next line of dialogue is Ping Pong is dead. Call me Ping Pong. And through the entire game, people would call me Ping Pong, and then in the middle would have Ping Pong in quotes. So it was my full character's name. And so my PlayStation account name was Ping Pong Papa. That was the story of Ping Pong, Ping Pong, Ping Pong. I also played him as an orc mage, and I gave him a United States flag in, like, aviator shades, and I just played him like a grittiest piece of shit. It was so fun. Play the Shadowrun games. Anyway.
I do have the thing you mentioned earlier. You wanted to talk about me sending in game ideas to Nintendo when I was six. So, I send in game ideas to Nintendo when I was a kid, because like a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, there's
technically I did too. I think I sent them an email saying like Donkey Kong Country Returns is really fucking good, and they're like, hey, we'll pass that along to the retro team.
Yeah, but that's newer though. Like I said shit when I was a little kid making up my own game ideas. I don't actually remember what I said, except for one idea was I wanted a Tony Hawk-styled game, but with Mario characters.
No, Super Mario Bros. Z is super autistic.
I don't know, here's the difference, Ed. I was 6 years old and just put the Tony Hawk game on, like, PlayStation 1 or something. Like
I was 10.
You were older, and you liked... Like, there's a difference between having a stupid idea when you're a kid, and then getting in an argument with a 14-year-old telling your friend to fucking help you in an argument with a 14-year-old on a Super Mario Bros. Z fan website when your friend is busy with other things. I am the villain that did literally nothing wrong, okay? You're the villain... Like I'm a Robbie Rotten. You're just a fucking Joker.
Really makes you think. Childhood is idolizing Robbie Rotten. Adulthood is realizing that the Joker was more. I forget the fucking Facebook meme.
It's childhood it's childhood is following Batman. Adulthood is realizing the Joker makes more sense.
Fuck off. Oh shit. Anyway, I think that'll wrap it up for this episode. So, you guys can find us on iTunes. There's also a D&D podcast I do called Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
That no one listens to.
Hey, fuck you, pal. That is on iTunes and YouTube. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Let Me Tell You PD. There's an email, which I should probably get this new email, because Let Me Tell You About, which is Let Me Tell You About with three T's at the end, Let Me Tell You About at gmail.com, is...
Oh, questions. Don't forget
those. Not very good. What?
We have Patreon questions. Don't forget them.
Yeah, as Alex is bringing up here, sometime next week before the month is over, anyone who donated the $2 a month or higher on the Patreon has been able to send us questions, and then we're going to do a big monthly episode. It's going to be a fancy schmancy episode. We just answer all these questions, go back and forth. There's some real noggin knockers in there. Some real questions that make you think. Really jogs your noggin. Really gets your neurons firing.
Really plastics your mustards.
Really crust your mustards. I think that's about it. Like we said, there's a Patreon, patreon.com/LMTYA. You can check it out, see the rewards. We're actually really close to the next goal, which is a monthly Noise Boys with both Let Me Tell You About and Revival. Just get everyone together in one big cesspit. Another reward coming up after that is going to be Alex will draw Bindaman the animated series, not actually animated, as a Patreon bonus. We will revive our webcomic history just for you people. Anyway, that's it for this episode. So say something, Alex.
I think we're cheating them out of money, though, Tad. They're gonna think that my art's good.
No, they won't.